Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, the misconception we are going to discuss today revolves around the issue of intercession. Now, there are people in this world, and there have always been people in this world, who think that they have certain deities, they have certain people whom they can go to, and these middle people or these mediators can intercede for them, and they can have God forgive them, even if they do not have the required mandate vis-a-vis the deeds that they do. This is an absolutely erroneous concept, and the concept of intercession or shafaat, as the Quranic term would be, is actually spoken for people who themselves first ask forgiveness from God, and then the prophets of God actually they second or support this forgiveness which has been sought by that person. Then this whole act is called shafaat or intercession. This can only take place once a person himself asks for forgiveness, and the prophets of God, they actually second the person who asks for forgiveness. And this seconding and this supporting is called shafaat. Now, there are certain conditions which have been mentioned very clearly in the Quran and which make this a very, very just affair. It is not something through which a person can earn forgiveness without being worthy of it at all. The Quran says that the first condition of this forgiveness, of this shafaat or intercession, is that it is only the Almighty who has the right to ask someone to speak for someone. He has no one else has a right to take the initiative in this regard. And the second condition is the person who is to be interceded for, or the person who is to be spoken for, he too shall be specified by the Almighty. And the third and last condition is that whatever is spoken shall be totally correct. It shall be totally right. It cannot turn some falsehood into right. It shall be absolutely based on the truth. So if these three conditions are met, we can easily see that the issue of intercession stands on very just grounds, and it primarily relates to the repentance which a person seeks. Now, if we apply this concept to the law of repentance, which is stated in the Quran, we can very safely say that the Quran states that primarily people who, out of being overwhelmed with emotions, they commit some wrong, and if they seek forgiveness immediately after that, the Almighty will forgive them. He shall not forgive people who die as disbelievers, and he shall also not forgive people who, when they see death approaching, they start to repent. Now, these are the two extremes which are mentioned in the law of repentance in the Quran. However, of course, there can be cases in which a person does not repent immediately after he commits a sin, and he also does not delay his repentance till death. Of course, there could be instances in which he asks the repentance of God somewhere in between these two extremes. So it seems that it is about these people or such cases that the concept of intercession would work. And of course, this would not, as I said, create some falsehood. It would not create some untruth. It will not be based on untruth. All these three conditions which I stated earlier, they make it a very just concept of intercession. They make it out as a very just concept. And of course, it shall not be applied to all sorts of people. It shall primarily be applied to people who seek forgiveness of God. And of course, who seek forgiveness from God in this particular scenario, that they do not seek this forgiveness immediately after the sin they commit, and they also do not defer this repentance to their death, but they seek forgiveness somewhere in between. So it seems that this concept of intercession with those three conditions will work for these people who seek repentance in this middle period. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.